Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you today? On the screen. Oh, because this is on the.
Yeah. We should write something like that.
So today, let me see. Anybody who is new with us, hello. Tell us your name and how you got to know about this group. Your mother. Hello, mother. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Bongchit's mommy. Bongchit is a very good boy. To be honest, 2 years back when I was conducting classes in NUS, thanks to Bongchit, he did a series of invites for myself to give teachings in NUS. And to be very honest, not that I look down on Singaporeans, but for a while I thought that he's probably not from Singapore. Because the truth is, NUS and NTU Buddhist Society for a while was facing shortage of Singaporeans. Because by virtue that the undergrad cohort actually comprises a certain percentage of foreign students, which is not an unhealthy thing, if you ask me. Because even in my time, which is like many moons ago, my cohort itself, one-third Singaporean, one-third Chinese scholar, one-third Indian scholar. We are not the majority. And for many years, since I come back to Singapore, when I give talks in NTU and USPS, oftentimes the committee is actually mostly non-Singaporeans. In fact, in SIM Buddhist Bhavana, the Buddhist Society for SIM, when it first started, they had one Singaporean. The rest of the committee were all Indonesians. So one and a half years back, when Onchik did the invite, for a while I really thought it's not Singaporean, until one day I was asking around, who's Singaporean? Pleasant surprise. So sadhu. So what's your name?
Even Mok.
Yeah. And for a while, Even Mok? Even Mok.
Wong.
Wong. Wong. I see. Welcome. Let me see. Who else is new? This row, down. Anyone? First time in coming for SGC? The gentleman? The gentleman behind? The young man behind wearing the black mask? Young man, why you point here? Oh, they were here? Oh yeah, they were here. Today, wear black mask, cannot recognize. So let me see, second. How about the last column? Last caller introduced before? Yeah, introduced before. I know, purposely one. okay. Oh, yeah. So, introduce yourself. Hello, the auntie with very nice hair. Yeah. 你叫什么名字? 你怎么会知道我们这个共修? 啊? 叫什么? 你叫什么?
我叫阿辉。
阿辉你好。 欢迎来到我们的这个共修，不是共修。然后你的口罩要盖鼻子，要盖鼻子，不是不要盖。你吃饱了没有？我吃饱了，你吃饱了吗？我吃得很饱。 母亲节有没有快乐？快乐，快乐，很好。你是谁带来带你过来的？卢毅。卢毅。哦，哇，你懂得法语，讲得很标准。<笑>哦，哇，你懂得法语哦？法语，不是法语，是法语。<笑>哦，我们都是叫他卢毅，你是叫他卢毅，啊，那个是法语的读音，很好。 欢迎欢迎，还有谁吗？ Anybody else? Anybody else who is new with us today? Welcome. For those who are new, welcome to SGC, where we have some short chanting, short meditation, and usually not so short, and sometimes overrun Dharma sharing. Yeah. I've been trying to kick this habit for the past 19 years. Yeah. SGC used to be, for a few years, it was 1.5 hours. Then this time when they resumed, they just decided, just give Sifu 2 hours. Don't be shy, just take 2 hours. So today we have an interesting topic. Yeah.
等一下。 英语可以吗?
会一点啊,
不会你就问他了。好,
let me share the text. The text will be a surprise for most people because it's all in Chinese. Yeah, so today's topic. So let me first give a bit of background. So about maybe 3 weeks ago, one of the volunteers to protect her identity, let's call her Saikyan. So she texted me a list of the topics for the month of May. So I just briefly looked through and then decided, okay, let me make a difference. Usually I will sleep on it, I will sit on it, I will deliberate over it, and then you'll have to chase me a few times. And then they get very kanjong. Then sometimes I forget. Then I ask them, how come it's not released yet, Sifu? We are waiting for you. So this time around, I decided, okay, I'll quickly look through, and then I'll just say, okay, go ahead. Then Google it is go ahead. Oh. Because they go ahead, then I have to, I'm the one who's giving the talk. Then later I listened into the talk given by Jie Chen Fa Shi. Then after that, I listened to the talk given by Kai Chen Fa Shi. Then I realized that the 10 qualities was mentioned in passing by one of the venerable, right? Yeah, I suspect, I don't know. But I suspect this was inspired by the talk. Is it? No, so coincident, coincident. Yeah. So when I look at, later on, when I look at the topic and I started to, do up some mental outline of the talk, then I realized that I got trapped, I trapped myself. Because when I look at the topic, you know what the topic is? The full topic? The 10 qualities, what are the 10 qualities of the Buddha? Usually this itself is a full talk. And only if you do it in brief. If it's in detail, it's a 10-week course. Each week cover one quality. then I realized that the topic is not just about that. It says, how do we practice it in our daily life? How do we practice it to perfection, and how do we apply it in our daily life or something, right? Then the more I read the topic, the more I realized, how am I supposed to deliver that? And then I thought, oh, so it seems like in this 1.5 hour session, my task is to guide y'all to attain Buddhahood. and then I realized, oh no, that's impossible. How to help y'all attain Buddhahood, or show y'all how to attain Buddhahood in 1.5 hours? Yeah, in the Tibetan tradition, Lama Dzongkhapa, he come up with a full commentary called the Lamrim, that Venerable Hu Zhong, no, not Venerable Hu Zhong, that some of the centers cover over many years. Yeah, Ying Shun Daoshi wrote Chen Fo Zi Dao, yeah, and Hu Zhong Bashi covers it in 3 years. So, how am I supposed to cover it in 1.5 years? 1.5 hours, not years. Yeah, so then I thought, never mind, I can change the topic on the day. Then I thought, maybe not so good. So anyway, here we are. And as I was I went to do some read up and look for the different materials, then I realized that, wow, Jala, just from this 10, I hope I get the topic correct. Yeah, because I base it mainly on this sutra called Fo Shuo Shi Hao Jing. Yeah, so the sutra where the Buddha declare the 10 epithets. Shi Hao, Fo de Shi Ge Shen Hao. Yeah. And as I started, just before I go into the sutta itself, let me just scroll up. So this is the URL online, tripitaka.cbeta.org, T17N0782_001. Yeah, it's basically 782. You don't have to, but if you want, you can copy down the link. You can also go to cbeta.org and then search for Fo Shuo Shi Hao Jing. And usually for this website, you want to type in Tan Ti Zi. You can also search on Google, Fo Shuo Shi Hao Jing, then just space Si Beta, and it should give you some links. So you find that there is this part here. Si Tian Yi Jing San Zhang Zhao Chao San Da Fu Shi Hong Lu Shao Qing Ming Jiao Da Shi Chen Tian Si Zai Feng Zhao Yi. Usually it's quite short. Usually it's like Tang San Zhang Fa Shi Feng Zhao Yi. That's it. This one, just the this is not the sutta, this is about who translated this. Under commission under who commissioned this. Just this itself, I spent some time trying to break it up into the I won't go into the full detail, but this is during the, I think, the Song period. And then a few of these terms, this is the first time I encountered some of these terms also, okay? So in case if there are any Chinese major, those specialists in the Chinese history, please correct me. So from what I found, this term, let me change it to red color. So this term itself, and this term itself, and I think this term, okay, these two terms are actually guanxian. Yeah, it's actually official title in the imperial court. And then from what I found out, this is the name of the translator. And this is also an honorific that is bestowed upon this person. So anyway, it is translated by this person. And right at the start, we have the 10 epithets. Epithets are usually seen as honorifics. Yeah. So that means it is not their name per se, but it is something that is like a name given to this person, a title, so to speak. These epithets from the Buddha's time, we see in the suttas that back in the days, they basically pass through words of mouth saying, it is said that there is this ascetic, Gotama ascetic, who is in town. And this was reported about him, that he is an arahant, he is a Bhagavan, he is a local widow, and so on and so forth. Yeah. You'll recall every week when we recite, yeah, Buddha Vandana, inside, then we start off with Itipiso, yeah, Bhagavan, Arahant, and so on. Yeah, so in the Theravadan tradition, from what I know, they list out 9. Yeah, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, we tend to list out 9. Yeah, but in fact, in some places that it says, actually the Buddha has more epithets than what is listed. Yeah, these are the common ones. So it is almost 1-to-1, but as I go through the sutta, right, then I realize, oh, I'm in trouble. Before I even started, then I realized, the listing, yeah, from Rulai Ying Gong, Zhe Bian Zhe, Ming Xing Zhu, and so on. Those of you who are familiar with the Chinese chanting may have chanted Pa Si Pa Fu before. Yeah, that at some point you have Rulai Ying Gong, Zhe Bian Zhe, Ming Xing Zhu, San Zhi Si Jian Jie, Wu Shang Zhi, Tiao Yu Zhang Fu, Tian Ren Zhi, Fu Si Zhun. That's the bell. Yeah. So then I realized, because I had a discussion with Dharma brother before about how some of the terms is broken up differently. And that's where I realized, Jalan, how? Because in the sutta, you notice here, Si Jian Jie and Wu Shang Si is joined together. Yeah. And then San Si is separate. So in many other listing is San Si Si Jian Jie, then is together, then Wu Shang Si is separate. Yeah. And then here Fo Si Zhun is separate. Then in some places they are joined together. So like that, how I decided I just go according to the sutra. Yeah. So actually in Kaizen Fasi's talk, he also listed, but he wrote down the English text. Yeah. We should have invited him to come and give this talk. That's what I found about writing books. If you write a book, you know what's the advantage? You write, you can introduce a lot of terms, you don't have to explain. Yeah. Whoever, that's why when I conduct classes, right, I always tell students, please just come for my class. Don't read other books. After you finish the class, you can read other books. You know why? When I first came to Singapore, I didn't know about that. Then students attend my Heart Sutra, then they go and read each person go and read one other commentary. This one read that commentary, the other, then all of them come and ask me what the commentary is talking about. So at first, I still try to explain for them. Then later, I realized, I'm supposed to teach one sutra. Now I teach one sutra and 10 commentaries. get up. So according to the version that I found in the Si Beta, which is in the Tripitaka, it just starts off and goes straight into Venerable Ananda asking the question. Yeah, are you all familiar with Venerable Ananda? So he's one of the chief disciples chief in his memory. Yeah. He is declared by the Buddha to have many supreme qualities, but one of the main one is his memory. Yeah. How good? Using today's term, it will be photographic memory. Yeah. Whatever he has heard, yeah, or has encountered, he will not forget. Yeah. So he served as the Buddha's personal attendant for 25 years. The Buddha is said to have taught for about 45 years, so the later 25. He is also the Buddha's cousin, and he was chosen by the Buddha to serve as attendant. And as I've shared with you all before, when the Buddha asked him to be the personal attendant, he didn't just readily say yes, he even gave the Buddha a series of criteria. Yeah. When I first heard of that, I was quite amazed. I was like, whoa, Buddha asked you to be attendant. You didn't immediately kneel down and say, You even give Buddha requirements. Yeah. It's like, imagine if Sifu, I mean, I'm not Buddha, but so far, when I ask students to help out some as volunteers or anything, so far, I haven't encountered anyone say, Sifu, wait, hang on. You want me to volunteer? I have some conditions. So far, no. A few of the conditions that was key was that Venerable Ananda requested the Buddha that he be allowed to listen in to whatever talks he give. Yeah? Whatever teachings he may be giving, he be allowed to be there. And for those talks that he's not present, that he requires that the Buddha would repeat to him. In that sense, then this forms the basis that Venerable Ananda will know all the teachings available. So what did Venerable Ananda say? So Anan Bai Yen. So here the expression is a bit different from other suttas. Usually it's like, let's say, so-and-so bai fo yen. Yeah. Also, bai, in the Buddhist tradition, or rather in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, yeah, in the monastic order, we often have this phrase, bai zong. Yeah, so to basically declare, to address the assembly. So, anan bai yen, it is basically that Venerable Ananda addressed the Buddha and then said something. Yeah. Whereas in some, in the reply, when the Buddha addresses the monks, then usually it's Fo Gao Shi Fu Ti. Below you see Fo Gao Bi Qiu. Yeah, so the expression is different. So it is in a way indicative of the relation. So what did he say? Yun He Ru Lai. So this is again one of the, this term Yun He, you'll find in many sutras. This is actually Wen Yan Ha. So a few different meanings, but more or less like what or how. Yeah. So what is Ru Lai? Yeah. What is the Tathagata? What does it mean by Tathagata? In English, it's basically Tas Kam. Yeah. So the breaking up of it, so Tata translated as like Ru, the word is actually Ru. So Tas, this is how it is. Then the Gata is Kam. But this word, from what I know, is also sometimes translated as Ru Chi. Yeah, because there's a long A here. There's a long A here. So depending on how you break it, it can be Tata Agata or Tata Gata. But usually translated as Tata Gata. So asking the Buddha. So the Buddha replied, Fo Gao Bi Qiu, Wo Si Ying Di, Wei Pu Sa Shi, Li Xiu Zong Xing, Wei Qiu Wu Shang Zheng Deng Zheng Jue, Jing De Pu Ti, Nie Pan Yi Qie Zheng Shi, Yi Ba Zheng Dao Zheng Jian So Zheng, Ru Ming Wei Wu Lai. So this is the opening of his reply.
the replies are actually generally quite short. So, 我是因地. So this in地. So, when we talk about the cultivation, there is the manga and phala. Okay. Manga. Usually we say maga phala, so path and fruit. So the path refers to the different practices you do, yeah, that leads towards the result, which is the fruit, yeah, the fruition. These two are actually more like metaphor. Yeah. So in various sutras, you see the Buddha actually directly using these terms as metaphors. Like for example, Saman Guojing, yeah. Samana Phala Sutta. So these are common terms. So here, Indi refers to what? Refers to the Manga part. So how come from path, Dao Guo, then now become Yin? So, Yi Dao Wei Yin, then Pu Ti Wei Guo. So, this is referring to Buddhahood, the path towards Buddhahood. So what is the indi? What is the causal stage, yeah, for Buddhahood? Is when he is practicing as a Bodhisattva, or as evident in his expression itself. 我是因地为菩萨时. So 我是 in the past. So when the Buddha was replying to Venerable Ananda, he has already attained Buddhahood. So in the past, when he was a Bodhisattva, what happened? 立修众行. So he cultivated various practices. Yeah, we usually say 六度万恨. 六度万恨. The six perfections and all the various practices. So how many practices? 众行. Yeah. Is it one or two? No, a lot of different types. In the Tamsaka Sutra, Huayanjing, then it says, when we say 六度 or 十度, yeah, the six perfections or 10 perfections, that is actually in brief. Yeah? Six perfections is just a brief listing. That if one were to, if the Buddha were to list out all the different practices that is to be practiced to perfection as a parami, you will, after how many kappa, you will still not finish. Yeah, basically, innumerable. So, why do all these practices? So, for the sake of pursuing, trying to strive for what? The unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. Yeah. So, this 无上正等正觉 is something that we often recite also. Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Yeah. Again, so if you were to look at the Itipiso part, yeah, you'll find that we recited that also. Under page 5, yeah, so we have Samma Sambuddho. In fact, the first page, when we start off, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Samma Sambuddhasa is inside. But the Anuttaro in the Buddha Vandana is separate. So you have Lokavido Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati. Yeah, so Anuttaro is one of them. And then Samma Sambuddho is another one. Yeah. So for the sake of achieving the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment, so that was way back. When he was still a Bodhisattva cultivating, he did all those practices for the sake of pursuing this. So, 精得菩提, 涅槃一切真实. Yeah, so now he has attained the awakening, yeah, the parinibbana, or the parinibbana, all the ultimate reality, 一切真实. 以八正道正见所证. Yeah, so through what?
what is the way to do it? 以八正道. Yeah. So the Eightfold Path, as we have again in the past few talks, the various venerables have highlighted. For those who want to have specific details, we have covered this in past SGC. So recently, some students asked me, Sifu, can you give some talks on some of these terms in more detail? So I said, I've covered many times. But maybe we have to 重播. Yeah, so 八正道. Or 八圣道. 八圣道, I will translate as the eight enlightenment path. Now, this is a bit different because in many of the modern translations, they write as the Noble Eightfold Path, right? Yeah. So in recent years, I've been sharing with my classes, I would rather translate Arya as enlightened or enlightenment than noble. Yeah. Because there are many things that is noble, but not necessarily leading to the end of suffering. Yeah. But that which leads to end of suffering is definitely noble as well. So 八圣道, 正见所证. Yeah. So as we know, the first factor of Eightfold Path is what? Right view. So 正见 is referring to the right view. Just zoom in a bit. So as a result, Ming Wei Ru Lai. So on this basis, you are named as Ru Lai. So further, 如过去正等正觉. So just like in the past, 正等正觉, in other words, the past Buddhas. Just like the Buddhas in the past, 调伏习性, yeah. So it's able to mitigate, to quell, to seize the mind. What kind of mind? 烦恼自性, yeah, the default mind. 得至涅槃, and attain up to Nibbana, 故名如来, and hence as a result known as Tathagata. So this is the explanation from this sutta. But if you look at the Dhamma Sutra, then it says, Ru Lai is a wu so lai wu so chi, have that kind of essence. That the Buddha is the one that is has no attachment to a self coming or going, and hence Ru Lai. So this part here is actually quite interesting. Usually when you think of the teaching on Four Noble Truth, Eightfold Path, or Four Enlightened Truth, if you will, we tend to think of this as just attaining to Arahanthood. Then we think, oh, I want to attain Buddhahood. Wow, you must do something else very spectacularly different. Well, true also. But from here, we can see what you still have to practice Eightfold Path. Still have to practice Eightfold Path. Yeah, Sifu, are you sure? Yes. In fact, you may say, oh, but this sutra from the Chinese Tripitaka. No, if you look at the Pali Canon, the Buddha described that he reflected on how he attained enlightenment, and it is through the middle way. Veering, what do you call it? Yuanli, to refrain from the two extremes. The extremes of sensuality and the extremes of extreme asceticism. The middle way. In other words, the Eightfold Path. So it is through the Eightfold Path that he himself attained Buddhahood. To be very honest, well, it's inside the sutta, and we have read it many times. I personally, for a while, I myself had a disconnect, Like, because we always associate Eightfold Path to the practice that, we all are doing. Then it feels like Buddha must be doing something special, Yeah. Buddha, those who want to practice Buddha Sattva path, six paramita. Nothing to do with if apart from here, and from the Pali Canon, we see, no, if anyone who wants to attain enlightenment, any kind of enlightenment, if you will, all have to practice Eightfold Path. Huh? So next, Yun He Ying Gong. So what is Ying Gong? Ying Gong. The English translation kind of cover part of it, worthy of respect. We can say worthy of respect, worthy of offerings. Because this gong itself is about offering. Yeah. But in fact, if you look at the various explanation for yin gong, yeah, the original term is arahat or anohan. Yeah, and it is basically, it covers a whole range of different qualities. No? It's not simply just worthy of offering or respects. No? So, what did the Buddha say? 佛言：昔在因为所行善法，威仪戒品，十善根立，修令增长，如是修习圆满至究竟位。正念攀时断尽一切烦恼，令身口意清净无染，永害烦恼。 如断多罗树头，永不生养。So this is the opening verse. So again, 昔在因为, so earlier part talking about the causal stage, then now causal phase. Actually referring to the same thing. So 昔在因为, so in the past, during that period, when he was still practicing as a bodhisattva, 所行善法, so he practiced various wholesome practices, and in particular, wei yi jie ping. So wei yi jie ping, there are two parts. Wei yi refers to deportment, basically the way you carry yourself, your physical, like the way you stand, the way you sit, the way you walk, the way you speak, and so on. So in the monastic code in particular, there is when we are newly ordained, we learn sa mi li yi. So the way you have to carry yourself as a monastic. Lay people, do you all have that? Basically, don't have bo. Why? Because you're part time. In a way, we can say that. We can see from the suttas also, the Buddha don't enforce a lot of sub rules for lay people. That's why sometimes when lay people ask me, Sifu, can we take some more time before we observe 8 precepts or 5 precepts? Not 8 precepts. 8 precepts is once. It's only for one day. So just 5. Only people only have 5 things to care about. Then some students say, oh, but can I just take 1 or take 2? I'm like, follow it. Five still to senior. Senior. But yesterday I was sharing with with Sai Kiam. Sai Kiam, Lok John, and Vicky. So we're walking back from the walk. So I was telling them, I said, last time I used to have the mindset, you want to observe, why don't you just take 3 refuge, 5 precepts, 1 shot? Still want to bargain, 4 or 3 precepts, only 1. But nowadays, I have a slightly different opinion. Nowadays, if a student say, Sufu, can I just observe one? I say, can. If you can only, if you at this point feel like you can only like bring yourself to observe one, better than nothing more. If I now tell you no, either you observe 5 or don't observe, then sekali you said one. Right? Now I have a slightly different opinion. It's just like if a student, in this example I've been giving, if your child don't get 100 points, do you tell your child,
you didn't get 100 points, didn't get full marks. Quit school. I write a letter, how for study, how about bother study, never get full marks. we don't do that, right? So why should we give ourselves that kind of all or nothing kind of expectation? We are setting ourselves up for failure. I don't have to. So for lay people, typically only just the 5. But don't give yourself too much excuses also. Because you see, Wei Yi, you don't even have to care about that. But typically, usually, usually when you see any venerables from any tradition, when we are sitting, it's the most sometimes we bend a bit, rest a bit, but typically it's upright. When we stand, do you see us lean one side, lean on the wall, like that? Can you imagine? Then you see a monk like that. Hello? Almost impossible. Maybe in your dream, you imagine it yourself. So that is under Wei Yi. Then here, Jie. So why is it Yi? Wei Yi is always linked with Jie. Because Jie in the Sen Men Jie, usually linked to what? Your Sen Kou Ye. Sen Kou Ye. The body and verbal actions. So the Jie portion typically for purification of the body and speech. Pu Sa Jie is a bit different. Pu Sa Jie covers the intent, which is covering the mental qualities also. So here, Wei Yi Jie Ping. So at the stage when he's practicing, because there are various stages. Usually we talk about the 3 Asankhya Kalpa and then the 10 stages. But if you expand, if you look at the first Asankhya Kalpa, then there's 42 of that, there's 40 stages there. Then after the 10, here I must do a correction. Sometimes when I talk about 10 stages, then I equate the last stage, Fa Yun Di, with the Jue Pusa. Actually, it's after that, right after that is the Jue Pusa, not equivalent. So those who have listened in the past, I'll do a mental correction. Where was I? So Jie Ping. So the various stages, it doesn't mean that when the person practices Bodhisattva path, then all the paramis perfect all together. So at different stages, different paramis are being perfected. So here talking about the Wei Yi Jie Ping. So Shi San Gen Li, Xiu Ling Zhen Zhang. So then there's the 10 wholesome roots and power. So this should be talking about the Wu Gen Wu Li, or could be the another set of 10. But basically, all the wholesome roots increase and grow. So, Ru Shi Xiu Xi Yuan Man Zi Jing Zi Jiu Jing Wei. So, cultivate all that up to what? Up to completion, up to the ultimate stage. To what stage? What is that stage? 正涅槃时断尽一切烦恼 up to the point where you are able to eradicate all the defilements, attaining enlightenment. And as a result, what is the consequence? 令身口意清净无染 So earlier part talk about Wei Yi, Wei Yi Jie Ping, right? That should be just mainly on the body and speech. Then 善根十善根力修令增长 and so on, will purify the mind also. So 身口意 all become purified, 清净污染 become purified without taints, without any kind of impurities. So 永害烦恼 So on a day-to-day basis,Is our body, speech, and mind always tainted? Is it always cloudy? Not really also. Maybe not so pure, but not so impure also. Different degrees. But here, 永害烦恼, what does it mean? Maybe when you're not in the temple, wow, your body, speech, and mind all over the place. Come into the Buddhist library, Outside, someone bump into you. Come over here, someone trip over you. At work, someone just criticize your work a bit. I don't think that will work. Why? You're so smart. I can't do lah. Over here, come to Buddhist library, someone tell you off. Say, oh, 大善之事. So our body, speech, and mind go up, go down, go up, go down. Yeah, depends on conditions. Yeah, you go for retreat, even better. Wow, 八风吹不动. Yeah, but now here, 永海烦恼. So, we can say forever. Forever, ruin the defilements. In other words, the roots itself is vanquished or eradicated. What we usually do is, 烦恼生起来, defilements arise, and then we mitigate. Yeah. Something come up, we are reminded, oh, we attend SGC, Amitofo. But the defilements still arise. Yeah. And how successful are we to overcome it? It depends. Depends on what is happening. Some matters, no problem. Some matters, after 3 days, still got problem. But then even if you finish mitigating it, the next time you encounter, maybe still arise. So here, Yonghai means eradicated, never to arise again. Now, so then the Buddha gave an analogy. 如断多罗树头. So this 多罗树, yeah, is actually referring to this tree, Tala tree, which is in the Chinese term is Gao Song Su, and it looks like a palm tree. Yeah. So in the English translation, then it's often translated as just directly palm tree. In many texts, the Buddha referred to palm tree. So palm tree, what happened? Then the Buddha described, it's like you chop off the branches of a palm tree and leaving just a stump. And if you chop off everything just a stump, it cannot grow anymore. This particular kind of tree. So this is what he's talking about. 永不生芽. It cannot sprout anymore. Or cannot sprout anymore. 扶持. So further. So this is another word that is frequently found in the sutras. This is also Wen Yan. Normal days, you all don't use 扶持. You don't tell a friend ask you, what do you do on Sunday? Then you say, oh, Sunday morning I went for a walk. Then 扶持. 扶持用膳进食, 厚德. You don't talk in this way. This word yan, 扶持. Yeah, so loosely translated as further. So further, 贪嗔痴等烦恼禁锢. Yeah, so further, and there's a 次. So maybe a bit of that sequence. So in sequence, then 贪嗔痴, the greed, hatred, delusion, are the three root of evil, the three defilements, primary defilements. Yeah. But then there's a third. That's a third. So not just these three. Yeah. The greed, hatred, delusion. Yeah. The primary six, 贪嗔痴慢疑二见. These are the root. Those greed, hatred, delusion, 贪嗔痴慢, conceit, or sometimes translated as pride, 慢疑, doubt, and 二见, wrong views. Yeah. And then this is just primary. Primary six. And then there are many secondary defilements, the mental concomitants. So all this one, 烦恼禁锢. So with all these defilements completely ceased. Yeah. So usually in the sutra, when you say 禁, that usually means end, no more arising. 一切诸趣永不皆生. So this another term, 趣. So this qi refers to destinations. Yeah. What destination? Not talking about 313 la. Not talking about shopping center destination. Talking about what? Usually talking about the five destinations, the six realms.
In the sutra, the earlier sutra usually refer to the five destination. Heavenly human is the pleasant destination. Then the sanatam, the three lower realms, is usually talking about the three lower destination, or 五趣. So, 一切诸趣永不皆生. So, all the destination are what? Forever, not going to arise. In what sense not going to arise? That means this person, in this case the Buddha, having cultivated to this stage, will never be reborn in these places. Yeah, never reborn in these places on what basis? Yeah, on the basis of the defilements. On the basis of defilements. Yeah. 超过世难, yeah. So transcending what the four. The four difficulties. Yeah. 生老病死, 苦果自法. So, transcending these four aspects of life. 生老病死. Yeah. What is this? This is the first four of the eight suffering. 苦果自法. These are the fruits of suffering. 祸苦二种而永不生. So, 祸, this is actually... talking about the ignorance and delusion, but it's also a general term for all the taints and defilements. So one is the fruit of the defilements, and then the other one is the defilement itself. So 生老病死, 苦果自法, 祸苦, so these two categories, 二种而永不生, so all this completely eradicated. Yeah. So on that basis, 利, 应共好. On that basis, then the Buddha is has this epithet, yeah, of 应共 or arahat. Arahat is actually Sanskrit. Yeah. Arahan is actually Pali. So if you look at the translation, the transliteration we usually use, arahan. So it sounds more like arahant than arahat. And you will find that, as I mentioned in some classes, the various translations are not always tied to the Sanskrit one. Yeah. Oh, I missed out something just now. So, 佛告比丘. So, nowadays, we usually use 比丘. This is the earlier writing, 比丘. So, both are transliterated from Bhikshu. 福次, 令彼世间所有衣服卧具饮食汤药, 中方宝盖香花, 这个灯果, 及天上人间最上之物, 供养与佛, 获得最上, 这个福贵吉祥之福，是名应供之号. Yeah, so these are referring to all the various amenities that are typically offered back in the days. Nowadays, do you offer what? 宝盖 to 师父? Do you prepare the parasol? Yeah? 师父 exit from the car, then your bang, bang. Then you got a bulk cover. Then when Sifu walk up the staircase, then you walk up the sofa. Then someone take the handphone, then switch on the light. But these are things that are quite common in the days. But if you look at the first few, 衣服卧具饮食汤药, so this loosely is linked to the 衣食住药. The four requisites, and the rest are other amenities. Yeah. So what about it? This is linked to the Buddha describing the Sangha as 良福天堂. Yeah. So that whatever offering is given to such to this body of the Sangha, there's much merit. So that's why it's 良福天. So linked to this, the Buddha is one such individual. Yeah. That because of his cultivation, that if you were to do offering to the Buddha, the results is 获得最上富贵吉祥之福, that you will receive the highest the fortune and auspicious merits. So, 赐名应供之好, and that's why it's known as worthy of offering. So this is number three. 云和正等觉, also translated as 正辩知. So the Sanskrit is Samyak Sambuddha. In Pali is Samma Sambuddha. So the one I found is correctly enlightened or rightly enlightened. Yeah. So 佛言, 如来具一切智与一切处无不了知，以四念处是正断，是神足，五根五力七觉知八圣道，十二缘身，四圣地等如是之法，平等开觉一切众生，令起智断惑，令起智断惑，正悉陀含果，悉陀含果。 阿那含果、阿罗汉，具三明六通，复与大乘，作意思求，这个立修诸地，断尽劫习，成无上觉，此名正等正觉。So the whole set up. So for someone to be known as a perfectly or correctly enlightened one, many times you translate as perfectly enlightened also. So what happened? 如来具一切智. Yeah, so the Buddha is said to have to embody all knowledges. What about 于一切处无不了知? Yeah, so as far as all the different bases is concerned, there's none that he doesn't know. Yeah. So 以四念处是正断. And so on. This is basically those who are familiar, the 37 factors of enlightenment. So 四念处, the four foundations, 四正断, the four effort. 四正断 also translated as 四正情. So this is the four effort. Then 四神足, this is the four spiritual powers. the 这个欲情心观. Then 五根五力信心念定慧. Basically, this 五根跟五力, the five roots and five powers, these two are actually the same. The difference being, one is the causal stage, one is the result. Yeah. So when you're still practicing, then you're在修那个善根五根. So you're cultivating 信心念定慧, faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. Yeah. And when you reach fruition, then you consider that you have the power. So how do you know when you have reached that? When it is at the stage where you are still cultivating, it doesn't have the ability to overcome the defilements. So if you practice faith, you cultivate your faith, but you are not able to overcome your doubt, not able to remove your doubt, so it still doesn't have power. And so on. 五根五力, then 七觉知, the seven factors of enlightenment. Yeah, so this is the I think we went through that before in I think the Tuesday class, but this in the Chinese Mahayana and the Theravadan tradition, there are some terms that is the order is different. Then 大圣道, it enlightened path, we have gone through many times. Then 十二元身, also known as 十二元起, and some translation translate as 十二因缘. Basically, the 12 links of dependent origination. So, 无名缘、心心缘、事心缘、名生、名生、六缘、处处缘、受缘、爱缘、取缘、有缘、生生缘、老死、愁叹苦忧两种苦聚集. So, 四圣地, so 四地法, the four truths, or 四圣地, the four noble truths, the four enlightened truths. 等, again, 等. 等如是之法. Etc. Yeah. So this is just a summary of 37 factors of enlightenment. and the 12 links and the Four Noble Truths. This is just in brief. There are many, many more. So with all this, what happened? 平等开觉一切众生. The Buddha is able to use all these teachings to do what? To, you can say, to awaken. Yeah. So how does he awaken all sentient beings? He basically teach. Yeah. He guide, he teach. He explain to them, answer their questions, and sometimes ask them more questions. Now get them to reflect. And then through that process, those who are who has little dust in their eyes, they become awakened. No? And then, what happened? 令其自断惑. Yeah. So causing them to arise the wisdom, the knowledge, and eradicate the bewilderment, the delusion. And from there, then attain to the various fruits, the four fruits over here. Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, and Arahanthood, the four stages. Stream enterer, once returner, non-returner, and Arahant. So, 具于三明, and to be able to to be complete with the three knowledges, 三明六通 usually come together as a pair. Huh? So that's why here is 顿号, 三明六通, three knowledges and the six spiritual powers. 赋予大乘作意思求. So the earlier part is just Ravakampa, attending to liberation. But from there, 赋予大乘, and further from there, with respect to the Mahayana path, the greater vehicle, 作意思求, start to have give attention and then to reflect on it and have pursuit. Yeah. Then what happened? 立修诸地, and go through the cultivation of the various stages, 断尽结习, so eradicate the eradicate and cease all the habituation and all the factors. 成无上觉, and attain to the unsurpassed awakening. So someone who does all this, 此名正等正觉. That's why how to go in, how to cover it, just number three then. That's why when I go through it, I'm like, I suffer myself. So have to pardon me, I have to go very fast. In her Ming Xing Zhu. So what is meant by this? Perfected in wisdom and action. So we usually recite Vijacharana Sampanno. Yeah, so you notice that in many of the terms, here I put A and not O. Yeah, so this is actually about Pali Sanskrit grammar. So when they have something called the, how do you call that? So they have this notion of a root word. Yeah, and then the root word can and will change according to the tense. If it's singular, if it's plural, if it's a normative form, if it's accusative form, if it's gender, well, a lot of different, then the words will change. So in this case, if it's a single one, it's supposed to become sampanno. Sampanno, yeah. So that's why like Buddha, because referring to a specific Buddha, so singular. So become Buddha. Whereas in normal writing, we romanize the Pali and Sanskrit. So that's why we have Buddha and Buddhas. Yeah, actually that is improper Pali and Sanskrit. So, 佛言, 名为天眼明, 宿命明, 漏尽明. So the Ming here refer to the Sun Ming. So this is it's not just psychic power, because 天眼, 宿命, these two are psychic power, but 漏尽 is not. And further, all three has the Ming, so it actually has wisdom inside. So 天眼 and 宿命, the divine eye and the so these two, 天眼, the first one, refers to the ability, it's actually very broad. For one, be able to see at a distance without obstacles. Yeah. So you know sometimes we have
some strange video, right? Then sometimes there are people who claim that, oh, they wear a mask, yeah, they can see whatever. You choose a card, they can know what is your card and whatever. Yeah. So if you have Tian Yan Ming or Tian Yan Tong, just Tong itself, you can do that. But if you cultivate for so long just to have that, to do that, guess the card, a bit waste of your time. But then maybe after this, a lot of people on YouTube are, then waste my time. Stop meditating. But Tian Yan has another function, which is if a person passed away, yeah, you can then trace and see, okay, this person has been reborn in what realm? So able to see so-called into the future. Then, Shu Ming Ming is talking about the past life. So these two paired together, one can see the future life of a person, the other can see the past life of a person. Yeah. But here, these two add a Ming, so it means there's wisdom inside. Yeah. Why is there a need for that? In the Buddha's time, there are ascetics who, I tell this story many times, and I give you a summary. So they do very interesting practices. Yeah, that's new go white dog, right? So they practice the way that dogs and cows live their life. They basically live like a cow or a dog. And the reason is because their master, their 祖师, their teacher, one of them, when they use the psychic vision, they saw that, oh, the cow die already and then get reborn in the heavenly realm. Oh, then no one saw the dog after dying go get reborn in the heaven. In modern times, there's this very popular phrase, right? All dogs go to heaven. Yeah. Sometimes I see this, this one maybe the same white dog from the past. still thinking that dog go to heaven. Then, so that if you think about it, if somehow you get this vision and you see that, this dog after dying get reborn, the one also, then you may really draw the wrong conclusion, right? Then the Buddha step in and say, no, that is a wrong conclusion, right? Because it's incomplete. But if you were to see the complete picture, the dog or the cow after dying did indeed get reborn in the heavenly realm, but it is not a direct causal relation. Yeah, it's just a correlation. The dog and the cow get reborn in the heavenly realm by virtue of past further in the distant past. Yeah, when they did wholesome deeds, and that's the cause for them to be reborn in the heavenly realm. The fact that the dog lived as a dog was incidental. So having psychic vision doesn't mean you have wisdom and knowledge to discern correctly. So Lu Jing Ming is referring to that of an enlightened being, having the wisdom. So Xing Zhu Zhe, so there's Ming Xing Zhu, right? So there's two parts. The second part, Xing Zhu Zhe. So in terms of the action, that is, we can say perfect. Wei Ru Lai Shen Kou Yi Ye. So as far as the Buddha's body, speech and mind is concerned, the bodily, verbal and mental action. Yeah. So here it's talking about the action of what we call karma. San Siu Man Zhu. So well cultivated to perfection. Zhen 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 Qing Jing. 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 不是真正清净，真真清净。 So it's right and true, truly purified. So no, not the slightest spot. Not the slightest spot. In contrast to what? Not in contrast to us. Ours is not in the same scale. But in some of the texts that it says, in comparison to the arahants. So arahants, while they are perfected in wisdom, but in terms of the body, speech and mind, there may be some action that is not perfect yet. it's highlighted not for us to criticize them. Please don't think, oh, like that, I must go and find which arahant or you like that one. No, no. It is actually talking about how that in such cases, even though the actions, body, speech, and mind, usually don't talk about mind because mind is pure, but the body and speech may be imperfect, but not driven by defilements. So in the Vinaya, you see some examples of this. The arahant, because of certain habits, may do certain things. And then, but the Buddha has set down a rule. But he didn't know. So when others tell him, oh, the Buddha has set down a rule not to do this, didn't you know? Then, I didn't know. Then after that, never again do it. That's the difference between arahant and us. So sometimes students ask, Sifu, how do I know? Maybe are there those who attain arahanthood but don't know that they attain arahanthood? So very simple. You check yourself. When people correct you, is it like that man? Then you know. There's one story that my teacher mentioned before. The Xiaobei, the Hesen. I think some venerables other venerables also talk about this. Was it Yue Fasu or who in some talks? But basically the Hesen. So there's this arahant, there's this disciple. So he was walking with the, I think it was with the Buddha or something. But basically there was this river. And whenever this monk reached the river, he will basically say, Xiaobei, like, open up the river. And then that river, that river spirit will really open up the river, then he can just walk across without getting himself wet. But he will call him Xiaobei, basically little slave, or little servant, you know. So what happened is that this river spirit, so also not happy, every time call me, call me using such terms. So go and complain to the Buddha. Then the Buddha asked that monk over and asked, did you say that? He said, yes. Yeah, 我叫他小贝. Said, no, don't call him that. Yeah. So after that, okay. So the ending is quite funny. The ending is the arahant go and tell the Xiaobei, like, how that Xiaobei. So it is still habit. So in the some of the teachings that it says, this is the Xi Qi. Yeah. So Xi Qi usually refers to those who are enlightened already, but there are still residual habits. For us, we cannot qualify to be called Xi Qi. Ours is Xi Xing. Yeah, not Qi. Xi Qi, actually the term Qi has a... So, for example, like we offer incense, okay? You offer incense a day and day out. Then one day when you don't offer incense, the altar still have that incense aroma. So that's the Qi. Yeah? Whereas for us, it's Xi Xing. Because why? It's so deeply rooted, we still have the roots. So it's like second nature. We have the habitual nature, habitual tendency, not Xi Qi. Some students say, "Ayah, my Xi Qi, 师父, 我的习气怎么改? Huh? Oh, 你是习气哦? Your Xi Qi means that you have already, you have no more defilements. Yeah, that your actions are impure but are not so good, but it's actually not driven by defilements. So we cannot call ourselves having Xi Qi. Huh? So, Ru Yo Da Yi Bo Den, Zi Zai Guan Zhao, Er Wu Ai Zhao, Yu Zi Yuan Li, Yi Qie Zi Xing, Xiu Ling Man Zhu, Hao Ming Xing Zhu. So, for example, having the ropes, or Da Yi Bo Den, all the different amenities, Zi Zai Guan Zhao, Er Wu Ai Zhao. So, the Buddha, someone who has this appetite, the Xing Zhu Ban, as far as body, speech, and mind is concerned, is purified.
And as far as usage of the amenities, that's as per normal. But while using it, has the has mastery over it. Use it, but not not fettered by it. Yeah. So you know the exercise I often ask people to do. Yeah. I sometimes tell the young people, you can use handphone, nothing wrong with it, but can you use it like using your toothbrush? Yeah. If you can use your handphone like you are using your toothbrush, then no problem. The problem is that we don't use it this way. Huh? Our handphone, whoa, your mommy take your handphone away. Huh? Immediately the yaksha face come out. Ashura face. Don't have to go to Hoppa Milan. You want to see all the creature, right? Just take the handphone from your from the teenager. Your niece, your nephew, your young kids, take away. So with respect to his own personal vow, with his own personal vow and all the practices, 修炼.